Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Welcome to today's episode where I talk to you about how to get started with dropshipping, especially with high-ticket products, if you don't have any kind of like upfront credit or if you don't have a lot of upfront savings or both, and what to do when you want to do it. If you're a first time listening to this episode, or if you're a member, definitely check out my free niches list for high-ticket dropshipping, a list of 99 profitable products, high-ticket products that you could sell today online and make a profit. Check it out at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. All right, so when you first want to get started with e-commerce, right, and you're trying to consider which business model to get into, there's quite a few different ones to choose from. And if you've come to the conclusion that you want to try high-ticket dropshipping, but you don't have a whole lot of other e-commerce experience yet, I have to kind of give you like an upfront warning. Like it's a bit more, it takes a bit more upfront to get started, okay? Low-ticket dropshipping, like, and with like retail arbitrage style stuff, you don't need to have like an official business. You don't need like a seller's permit, all this other stuff, because the suppliers you're working with aren't like name brands. You're going to be working with other retailers, basically. You know, with AliExpress dropshipping, you're dropshipping directly from Chinese manufacturers, right? Those aren't brands. Those are just straight up factories, right? And they'll build any kind of generic product you want. They'll even brand products for you, okay? You don't need a seller's permit to work with them. You don't need an LLC. You don't need anything. You just need money, okay? When you're doing retail arbitrage, like you find a product on Amazon, you sell it on eBay and you dropship it, you don't obviously need anything, but you could just might as well be another consumer to Amazon when you buy the product, okay? But with high ticket dropshipping, this business model, what you're doing is you're building long-term relationships with brands, with actual brands that have done a ton of product development, imported products and warehouse them and fulfill them in the United States to other USA customers and internationally sometimes too. And what that means is that you're going to be actually creating a agreement with them to make you an authorized dealer. And that gives you the power to sell their products online. It also gives you the power to take advantage of their warranty policy if your product arrives at the customer and it doesn't work. And if it has shipping damage, oftentimes supplier will ship it out for you and they'll handle that. Sometimes you'll have to ship it yourself and you'll have to handle it, but you're going to be working directly with these suppliers. You're going to be getting a wholesale rate with suppliers. And so you're going to be basically selling it at their minimum advertised price policy or MSRP, it's up to you. And you're going to be getting a cost that's probably 20 to 30% below the minimum advertised price amount. So, you know, on average, sometimes it'll be like 1500 is like MSRP, maybe, 1200 is MAP pricing and your cost is 900, that kind of thing. That's pretty normal with pricing. Okay. Shipping costs can come into that and can, hurt your margins a bit, and other things like discounts can hurt your margins as well. So you have to be careful with that. But that's pretty much how high ticket dropshipping is different from those other business models. Now you have to have a few things to get started with it. These suppliers are going to require your business information. So you got to have your business information, something like an LLC or even just your sole proprietorship information ready to go to fill in their, dealer applications. You have to have some sort of a seller's permit usually to be able to sell their products. And this is depending on where your business is, based out of, what state it's based out of in the United States, or if you're internationally, what state you end up basing it out of. It's different for everybody. So a few things you have to have when you first start a business are, a sole proprietorship or an LLC, either one. And of course, it's different on the state that you form in. If you're in the United States, if you're internationally, then you just need an EIN. And you'll need that, of course, if you're domestic as well. An employer identification number by the IRS, okay? And everybody's going to need that because you're going to be filing taxes in the U.S. and at the end of every year for the prior year. April 15th is usually the tax deadline for personal taxes, and March 15th is the deadline for business taxes. So you'll need that EIN. You'll need a LLC or your sole proprietorship. Some states require a DBA, a doing business as document, and you also need a seller's permit. Right? We just talked about that. And you'll need usually a business checking account. Okay. You can't really use a personal checking account for business purposes. It doesn't have, the amount of volume of transactions you'll need and other things like that. So you need a business checking account for your business, and you'll need to have some sort of credit card. Now, usually what ends up happening is this stuff costs a bit of money to set up and or just costs time. So you'll need some money up front to form your business, right? And especially if you have assets to protect, like a house or whatever, you're going to want to form an LLC and, protect it, okay? Protect those assets. So you're going to need money up front to form your business in the first place. And you're going to then be, you know, setting up your website and doing all your marketing and stuff like that, it's going to be separate. Okay. But what if you don't have money up front? You know, like when I was, this is the situation I was in. When I was in my early 20s, I wanted to move from just doing like garage sale flipping and retail arbitrage and things like that to actually having a sustainable business with dropshipping. But, you know, I didn't really have the upfront resources I needed. I didn't have a whole lot of money to work with. My credit cards were only like a few $100 and I had a few of them and that was it. So how was I supposed to start? You know, and I started asking around, like, what do you guys suggest? And I worked at a place where there are small business owners coming in and buying things at wholesale all the time. So I kind of had like a good environment to start with because I was able to network with people and get ideas. And, you know, basically what ended up happening was I was able to meet somebody who liked the idea of e-commerce, wanted to do it themselves, but didn't have the time. And but were older and had a lot of money and also credit built up, so they could start a business. And I needed to partner with somebody like that in order to get access to their good credit and, you know, basically their longstanding trust they've built with banks and stuff like that in order to start a business and run it and have the resources to fulfill orders on a timely basis, okay? So that's exactly how I got started. I ended up partnering with somebody. If you don't have money up front, like a bunch of cash savings, if you don't have credit up front, if you don't really have the resources to start, don't skimp out and go with a different business model that's going to suck. Maybe get your feet wet with that stuff, but don't expect it to last very long. That stuff is just for getting your feet wet. Okay, if you want to actually have a sustainable e-commerce business in the long run, you're going to have to build up credit yourself somehow or find a partner first. And that's what I did. I found a partner. And the partnership was key to my ability to succeed. Now, what I was doing at the same time was I was making sure that I understood business. So I took business classes at college, marketing classes, sales classes, and accounting classes, which proved to be really useful because I was able to set up my own accounting, bookkeeping spreadsheets without having to pay a bookkeeper accountant, which can be expensive, especially in the beginning of a business. And I was able to keep track of the finances and pay off the cards on a timely basis because what we did was we used our credit cards to pay for the cost of goods sold, and then the money would come into our checking account, and you'd have to pay off the credit cards with the checking account on a timely basis, in a timely manner. So they didn't, you know, get run up and last too long. So we would do that consistently. And, you know, we'd rack up a lot of cash back rewards. We'd use cards that would get cash back, and we were able to use those to boost the bottom line of our business, basically pay off the card. And that was all tax-free, which is great. So we boosted our net profits by like 1.5% because of our cash back on our credit card that way. You know, this isn't as easily doable for international people that want to do business in the States, but you can still get credit cards in your home country. You know, if you have good credit, which you should before you start a business. If you don't, again, you just need to meet somebody who does. So go to networking events, go to meetups, you know, just network with people that are older than you, already have businesses, either usually in other industries, and they want to get into e-commerce. It's a great way to do it. You got to build trust with them, build relationships. But, you know, people that do like real estate already, people that already have other types of businesses, people that do service-based businesses, local-based businesses, that kind of stuff, and you want to do e-commerce, it's a great thing to do, okay? Just make sure that you are very responsible with the finances and you do everything you can to make that business profitable. And if you do sell the business, give them their 50% of it and start your own, you know, from there. That's a good way to go. All right, so that's what I would recommend if you, you know, if you are the type of person that likes creating content, like is good at making videos, podcasts, blog posts, whatever. Like if you're a content creator, if you like to write, I would recommend writing books and publishing them on Kindle, okay? That's a great way to begin a business, being just a writer. Some people, not everybody's inclined to make books or write books, so maybe you can make videos. Make YouTube videos on a certain topic or niche that you're passionate about and skilled at, and use affiliate marketing and advertising to make revenue and, you know, to make money over time and build a community, okay? It's a great business to build, and it has long-term lasting effects on your entire business for sure. Okay, I would recommend doing that because the backbone of e-commerce is content. And if you can make content, really good content for your e-commerce store that leads people to purchasing product, you're going to be able to bring in leads that are searching for the generic product category keywords in your niche and then take them down into the products and close those sales. And your store is going to be a lot more profitable in the long run that way. Okay, but if you want to get started, partnership is the best way to go. If you don't have credit and you're not able to finance it yourself, I would recommend doing that. E-commerce has upfront risks involved. You have to be mindful of that, okay? You're risking the fact that that product that you purchase from your supplier will show up damaged to your customer. And then what? You know, the customer could file a chargeback and potentially could not even ship the product back. And that bank could potentially approve that chargeback and not require the product to be shipped back, which means you'd be out like $1,000, you know? So you have to consider that these things are rare, but they do happen. And you're taking risks when you operate with e-commerce. Other business models like writing books or making courses or, you know, providing services, you know, which has its own inherent set of risks. Let's talk, you know, affiliate marketing, content creation, and, you know, selling advertising slots and stuff like that in your content. Those things are much lower risk business models to start with. They're just harder to make because you have to be the content creator. You have to make the product that you're going to sell instead of just drop shipping. You know, there are kind of like weird ways to like use other people's, you know, content and like make money off of it. But usually you, these days, what you got to do is you got to make your own content that's unique. Okay. And yeah, so, you know, there's a million different ways to make money online, but if you want to do it with high ticket dropshipping, that's the way to do it. That's the way to get started. Definitely let me know if you need any help. I have tons of resources, guys. Go check out ecommerceparadise.com. I have a blog full of content, YouTube channel full of videos, and of course this podcast, tons of episodes. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and my podcast. Of course, you'll get tons of free training. I post weekly, and get my free resources for all the software services I use for e-commerce. It'll help you kind of fast track your way to success at ecommerceparadise.com/resources. And you can get my free mini course for dropshipping if you're a beginner at ecommerceparadise.com/mini-course. And also, if you're interested in getting mentorship, training, support, and a done-for-you service, you can check out my website, ecommerceparadise.com. You'll see my high-ticket dropshipping masterclass. You'll also see my done-for-you turnkey Shopify store and business-in-a-box service, where I provide a full done-for-you website and business. And you know, if you partner with an investor, they might even be interested in investing up front and that kind of a thing, so that you can get an even faster start. So you never know. You know, I've had clients before where they did exactly that and it worked out really well for them, and they were able to just get fast started that way. So, you know, whatever place you're at in your e-commerce journey right now, I have a way to help you. So definitely contact me, Trevor, ecommerceparadise.com. If you have any questions, happy to help. And definitely leave a review on my podcast on the iTunes channel. I really appreciate it. Just go to ecommerceparadise.com/podcast. It'll redirect to iTunes and you can leave a review there. Thanks so much. And I'll talk to you in the next episode. Take care.